Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. The Board of County Commission for Washington County met in regular session on Monday conducting routine business. Deborah Swoboda, the Emergency Management Coordinator, submitted her resignation effective March 31st. Events this weekend include a celebration for the Homestead National Monument of America. It's their 80th birthday, and they have a full day of activities planned on Saturday. Activities start at 10 with the Lincoln Omaha Adult Lego Builders at the Heritage Center, and the activities go until 4 with the Exarban Amateur Radio Operators at the Education Center. All of the activities are free. On Sunday, In Concert Godspell will be at 2 and 7:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Merle Holly, age 78 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. Burial at Marysville Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday from 10 to 9 with family receiving friends from 6 to 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Merle Holly.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
Deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, pulled pork, beans, cucumbers and onions, and fruit cocktail. Tuesday, potato soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a veggie plate, and apple crisp. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be at the Marysville American Legion Monday, March 21st, noon until 6. Walk-ins welcome and encouraged. For an appointment, go online to redcrossblood.org or phone 1-800-RED-CROSS. Fundraiser for the historic depot renovation in Marysville, Monday, 4 until closed, Pizza Hut in Marysville.
Starlight Motel is excited to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams. Everyone knows the girls and guys have the best sportsmanship, talent, and determination around to get the wins. Good luck at this week's events from Starlight Motel in Seneca. Newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet. Life Care Center of Seneca will be cheering for the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams for the dedication and teamwork the athletes display, and wishes all the girls and guys good luck in your events this week. Do your best and make us all proud from the fans at Life Care Center of Seneca, our family caring for yours. Cook & Company is impressed with the talent and dedication of the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams. Everyone will be rooting for the boys and girls to go for the wins in their events this week. Good luck from your friends and fans here at Cook & Company in Seneca, now hiring for over-the-road truck drivers.
It's the swinging sounds of the 70s on Party Line with Wayne Cruzy on KNDY. Wayne is taking your calls, selling your wares, and playing music to get your day started off right. If you're looking to sell that 8-track player, get rid of that bell-bottomed leisure suit, or find a new disco ball for your next get-together, listen to Party Line from 9:35 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday mornings on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1. I bought myself a new pet rock just last Wednesday. Aw, yeah.
Hiring Bank Midwest is always a good decision for your small business, because at Bank Midwest, we know your name. What a concept. And our common sense solutions put those big box banking as usual problems behind you. You'll feel great about hiring Bank Midwest, unlike when that guy you hired wore flip-flops and jean shorts on his first day. Just flip-flops and jean shorts. Ugh. Anywho, Bank Midwest says, let's work together. Visit a banking center or bankmw.com/smallbusiness today. Bank Midwest, where common sense lives.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting some mild temperatures over the next couple of days and with some breezy winds and low humidity values, we'll have some higher fire dangers across the region. Those highs looking to push up all the way into the upper 60s by this afternoon, but looking at upper 70s for those high temperatures into the day on Tuesday coming up, and still managing lower 70s for those highs on your Wednesday. A storm system looks to work close to our neck of the woods towards the middle part of the work week, so do have a chance for some showers and storms later into your Wednesday. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, a good deal of sunshine and becoming breezy, with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. South winds increasing to 20 to 25. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, still on the breezy side, a low of 44. Even warmer for the day on Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny and still breezy conditions, highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. CDL required, and you must pass the drug test. They offer vacation pay and holiday pay. Call or stop by Marysville Ready Mix, 562-3418. Now hiring a full-time truck driver at Marysville Ready Mix.
Bruna Implement Company is thrilled about all the area school spring sports teams and the girls and guys' awesome dedication and ability. The fans will be hooting and hollering for these teams to win. Good luck from Bruna Implement Company, Case IH, Tractors of Seneca, Hiawatha, Marysville, Washington, and Clay Center. Anders Feifley Funeral Home will be cheering loudly and proudly for the Riley County Falcons spring sports teams as the athletes compete in their events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, and go for the wins. From everyone here at Anders Feifley Funeral Home in Riley, proudly supporting our area athletes and scholars.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
There are many auction sites and companies that can sell your old 4020 and the rusty disc in the machine row, but do those companies know how to get you top dollar for your newer late model equipment? New Frontier Ag McCook, Nebraska specializes in late model equipment and has built their company by getting to know you, the customer, the most money possible for your equipment. They don't have just one avenue to dispose of your equipment. They use many programs depending on your goal and how fast you need the unit gone. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or their website, newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A coalition of trade associations wants the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association to start contract discussions early. The National Pork Producers joining the coalition in a letter urging them to begin early negotiations on a contract extension or a new contract covering operations at the West Coast shipping ports. Those groups, which represent dock workers and the companies that own the Westport port facilities, in 2014, early into 2015, involved in labor talks and a work slowdown that negatively affected U.S. exports. The five-year contract extension signed last year expires in 2019. The 113 organizations representing trade and agribusiness groups asking the parties to conclude labor talks before the expiration of the current contract. The letter says the discussions need to be continuous to avoid actions that would slow, stop, or disrupt cargo movement during those negotiations. A study by the University of Illinois says biodiesel from sugarcane is more economical than biodiesel from soybeans. Researchers altered sugarcane metabolism to convert sugars into lipids or oils, which could be used to produce biodiesel. The natural makeup of sugarcane, typically only about 0.05% oil, but within a year of starting the project, the research team was able to boost oil production 20 times to approximately 1%. These so-called oil cane plants now producing 12% oil with the ultimate goal of achieving 20%. The university says their research found that oil cane with 20% oil in the stem grown on underutilized acres in the southeastern U.S. could replace more than two-thirds of the country's use of diesel and jet fuel. Further, they say leftover sugars in the plant can be converted to ethanol, providing two fuel sources as one. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The National Pork Board sponsored a unique forum on antibiotic resistance in Washington, D.C. last week. National Pork Board Chief Operating Officer John Johnson said it was important to demonstrate that antibiotics are critically important to treat and prevent disease in people and in animals. Johnson emphasized the U.S. pork industry is committed to responsible antibiotic use.
We embrace guidance 29213, and we're trying to get all our producer community ready for that increased veterinarian oversight, making sure everybody's got that vet-patient-client relationship established so that when this veterinarian feed directive kicks in and the requirements that, you know, you can only use these medically important antibiotics now with the oversight of a veterinarian who's going to write a script or a veterinary feed directive if it's in feed or a prescription if it's in water. And we're going to have a more targeted and more careful use of these antibiotics going forward. And we want all of our producers to be ready for those changes that kick in on January 1, 2017.
In addition to the National Pork Board, the event featured experts from the Centers on Disease Control and Prevention, the American Public Health Association, the American Academy of Family Physicians, and the American Veterinary Medical Association. Taking a look at soil temperatures on this first full day of spring, we're still seeing some pretty chilly 4-inch depth soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. There is a pocket of upper 20s in far northwestern sections of Nebraska. The remainder of the state runs from 35 to 37 degrees, so still quite chilly. And the Kansas, chilly there as well. Once again, 35 to 37 degrees, 38 degrees, one county in far northwestern Kansas, but everywhere else in the mid-30s, 40 or 41 degrees in the eastern counties of Kansas. And the panhandle of Oklahoma checks in at 38 to 40 degrees. 4-inch soil temperatures, 7 a.m. this morning. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Spring will feature 160 aged and yearling registered Red Angus, Sim Angus, and Simmental bulls, along with 120 registered and commercial fall bred and open heifers. For more information, contact Lynn Pelton at 620-525-6632 or visit the website at peltonsimangus.com. Sale takes place in La Crosse, Kansas on Wednesday, March 23rd at 12:30 p.m.
Before announcing the following news that might send you into a frenzy, Ulta Beauty wants you to take a few precautions. If your nails are freshly painted, clap carefully. If you're doing your eyeliner, put down the pencil. If you're flat ironing your hair, stop. Okay, now we can tell you. Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty. Enjoy different beauty steals every day. Up to 50% off favorites from Bare Minerals, Tarte, and more. Plus, with free gifts, don't dare miss out. Hurry, event ends April 2nd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. More than ever before, it's important for those who are producing our food to be able to communicate with the consumers of the food. And we have some tips on how to go about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon. But for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
When it comes to those of us in Farming America communicating with consumers about the food that we produce, it can't hurt to have a unified voice and to have some expert advice. Melissa Kinch is with Ketchum West Public Relations, and she was there at the beginning of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.
We helped USFRA launch in 2011 and really begin their journey in terms of communicating and earning trust with consumers. I think it's been kind of amazing, first of all, to be able to create the sustained movement, and a lot of it is really focused on getting more and more farmers to raise their voices, and we've seen so much success with that in terms of improving storytelling and seeing more and more consumers being interested in hearing from farmers and ranchers. But there's a lot more left to do.
And the biggest challenges for the farmer or rancher in communicating with the non-farm consumer?
One thing we find a lot is just the divide between the rural and urban populations is pretty big. And people on the coast don't often understand or think about the people in the middle of the country and vice versa. But even more than that, I think when USFRA first started, getting in farmers and ranchers off the sidelines, be comfortable telling their stories, because understandably they might have felt attacked or that people wouldn't understand them. But the more they get out there and just talk about what goes on the farms, the more they realize they have a lot in common with consumers.
But when somebody's attacking you, it's kind of hard to keep your cool and keep the emotion out of it. What is Melissa Kinch's advice in doing that?
I think the first thing is to remember why consumers might be angry or upset in the first place. Everybody eats, so everybody thinks they're an expert in food. And eating is very emotional. People feed it to their children. It's what sustains them. So consumers have a lot of fear, and there's a lot of misinformation. If you start by understanding that they're just fearful about what they're eating and they want to do the right thing for their family, that might break down some of that defensiveness. And maybe even acknowledging, I understand you have a lot of questions, or I understand you might have a lot of fears. Let's talk about it. And try and bring it down to the human level versus kind of the attack, counterattack.
And Melissa Kinch says part of the USFRA strategy is to take the conversation into the big cities.
Absolutely. That's a lot of what U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has done and does. So USFRA does food dialogues. They do a lot of events. They attend a lot of events. They do a lot of media, particularly in the urban core, where people are very passionate about food, but maybe don't have access to a lot of our farmers.
Melissa Kinch on behalf of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings include 15 Holstein steers weighing 450 to 650, 36 black and red heifers weighing 800 pounds. For additional early consignment listings, go online to Beatrice77.net. Beatrice 77 Livestock, where quality cattle plus buyer power equals top dollar. Again, go online for consignment listings to Beatrice77.net or contact the sale barn, Beatrice, Nebraska.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Even though their season might be over, Wichita State Shockers returned home to a big, warm welcome. After they nearly came back from a 21-point deficit Saturday to almost beat Miami, the team arrived home late Saturday to a throng of cheering supporters at Wichita State University. Hundreds of them were on hand to show their appreciation and tell the Shockers what a great season they had. Wayne Selden Jr. and and Perry Ellis carried Kansas on a sweet romp to the round of 16, combining for 43 points, a 73-61 victory for the Jayhawks over Connecticut in the second round on Saturday. Selden had 22 points and 7 rebounds. Ellis scored 21 points and grabbed 8 rebounds. And the number one overall seed, Jayhawks, advanced to the South Region semifinals Thursday in Louisville to play Maryland. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Over the road, drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mount Ridge, Kansas, sits MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull. And a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mount Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
Buddy Hield scored 19 of 36 points in the final 8 minutes to help number 2 seed Oklahoma hold off number 10 seed VCU 85-81 to advance to the Sweet 16 for the second straight year. Hield didn't score for more than 10 minutes to start the game, but he made 9 of 12 shots in the second half to power the Sooners. West number 1 seed Bruce, Oklahoma, Maryland, Villanova, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame advanced to the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament with victories yesterday. Let's talk a little baseball. John Lester allowed one earned run in 5 innings, and Jorge Soler hit a 2-run homer Sunday, and the Cubs beat the Royals 5-2. Lester allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned run, and a walk, and struck out 4 in front of a Cactus League record 15,523 people at Sloan Park. That's the sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin.